Oh, thank goodness for this supermarket. I've spent the whole day walking around talking intensely, and it is such a relief to get a few minutes to do some shopping in a supermarket. I have things like bread and milk and nothing very fancy to get. I've even got to get toilet paper. And it's so nice to just be here. I've just run into one person I know, but I'm unwinding. So the rest of this audiobook is going to be entirely me unburdening my teeming mind, brain, I suppose, memory, as I go around the shop. Now, there's only one complication. I have actually mislaid my shopping list. I would swear I came into this supermarket with a shopping list in my hand, and I certainly have no shopping list in my hand now, and I haven't a clue what I do know what I should be getting, but I haven't got an authority with me. So, it's entirely possible that I'll go home having forgotten the most important thing my lovable wife asked me to get. So, it isn't quite as footloose and fancy-free as I might like. Now, to the audiobook community, I have a little message to a man in Scotland called McColgan, who is agitated about the question of why you can't buy in an Irish supermarket plain crisps. And I just want to reassure him that I haven't forgotten that my mission in life is to find out why Irish supermarkets don't stock plain crisps. But I'm not going to do it now. Right now, I'm going to look for some cold meats. Hold on a minute. I found a solution to the shopping list issue. I did what you do in this situation always. I phoned a friend. So I rang herself indoors, and I found out that the only thing I'd forgotten was smoothies. Smoothies were not at the forefront of my mind. I'll go into analysis to find out why, because clearly smoothies are something for my daughter, and I must be into the deprivation of my daughter of smoothies. So I'm walking past the pizza section. I love pizza so much that I really feel I want to eat pizza. Then again, that's almost an every evening experience. And because I bought some fish earlier in the day, I'm not going to go ahead with that. But I've come now to the Boylan's frozen fruit, summer fruit, 400 grams for €2.89. So those of you in America, these are frozen fruits, and I see red currants, I see black currants, I see blackberries, I see raspberries, I see strawberries, and I'm too tired to think what else I'm looking at. But basically, that's a thing that goes very well with yogurt, and you mix the two up, and this is what other people eat. I don't eat that at all. Anyway, I see toilet tissue. Now I have to go getting toilet tissue. We've got a special offer on here, but one has to be very careful about the purchase of toilet tissue, in my experience. I mean, one doesn't want to go home with the cheapest toilet tissue in the house. That is the route to disaster. On the other hand, you know, toilet tissue comes in from all sorts of people, and to be truthful, I can't remember what my personal favourite is. So the handy thing is that I can remember somebody else's favourite. So, oh, it's so nice to walk the supermarket shelves, to walk the shelves, to walk the aisles, and to remember that we do need some black plastic bags, basically, and they can be, oh my God, trying to decide very quickly without thinking too much what is the best value. I think I'm going to go for these 10 drawstring refuge ones for £1.50. I say the prices because I am a price nerd. I am terribly interested in the price of things, and I go around the supermarket looking at unit pricing. Now, do all men do this? Do all women do this? Who knows? I haven't a clue. But I certainly find walking around the supermarket, at the moment I'm looking at Velvet and Andrex and Kitten Soft and Cushel, by the way, but I find walking around the supermarket to be such a great way of unwinding as a result of the day. I'm going to buy 12 for the price of 9. But I better keep quiet about which brand, because that would be giving too much away. You know how some people reveal a lot about themselves online. Well, I reveal very little about myself online. Sometimes other people think I reveal, but you should imagine what I could reveal about myself if I really tried, and if I had that compulsion to reveal. But it's just so nice to stand here still for even a second, because I actually need to rush back home in order to be fed, because I'm not cooking tonight. For once, that would be also unfair. But I do love cooking. And I suppose maybe that's why. It's not that I don't like small artisan shops, because I love them, and that's where I bought the fish today. There's something I like about supermarkets. It's the fact that there's so many different things and so many aisles, and you can wander along anonymously. You don't actually have to talk to anyone. I remember years ago going to London from Dublin, and one of the great joys was the discovery of anonymity. Growing up in Ireland, it is very difficult to feel anonymous. It's a small rural society with a little bit of industrial culture, if you like, or urban culture in it. But it's hard to be anonymous. And I loved the experience of being anonymous in a very big city, because it meant that I could reimagine myself. And it certainly did actually help me to cope with the sort of midlife crisis one has at about the age of, in my case, at the age of 24, where I wondered, what the hell am I going to do in life next, after I dropped out of being an academic. So there we are. That's it. A little bit about the joys of supermarket shopping. Bye. Okay. P.S. And there is a P.S. And, oh dear, this is a little embarrassing. I didn't get the smoothies. That's right. I told you I needed to go into therapy about this. I actually went through the checkout without having put the smoothies into the bag, and that has meant that I've had to come back down into the supermarket in order to find the smoothies for my daughter. So at least something jogged my memory that I didn't forget in the end. But the real question, I suppose, is what was I doing at the checkout that made me forget? Or what? Anyway, never mind. People get paid to do therapy about this kind of stuff. Bye.